Y'all, my name is John Elmore. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from alcoholism, pride, and this past week, I would say prayerlessness. Like just going off my own steam instead of looking to the Lord in every little thing. So this week, America has made a significant decision. I've told you before, I'm kind of a news junkie, so I like follow the news, and so you're probably like, man, what's the decision? Like, we're always doing a little bit of something crazy, different shades of things here in America. And so, you don't know if it's Supreme Court, maybe a local decision, state level, something like that. This was international. Anybody know what happened today? Yeah, so we moved the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Now, the interesting thing about that, yeah. People that are applauding, there's probably some that are wondering, so I'm going to unpack a little bit of history for you. But we moved the U.S. embassy that is in the nation of Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Seems like kind of an insignificant thing, right? Why would people applaud for that? What's the big deal? It's a huge deal, and I want to tell you why. So 100 years ago, there was the Balfour Declaration following World War I. Israel, it wasn't even a nation, that land there was under the occupation of the Ottoman Empire, and Britain took control of it there at World War I. And there was given the Balfour Declaration, which was Britain's way of saying, we are going to give land to the Jewish people. This is their rightful land, and so that will be done. But that didn't take place for years to come. And then finally, following World War II, it took a second world war in order for the world to act upon it because of the atrocities that had happened in the Holocaust with 6 million Jews being murdered by Nazi Germany. And the plan was for 11 million if there wouldn't have been an intervention. But after that, following that, the nations gathered together and said, all right, we're going to give the land back to the people. And so there, on May 14th, 1948, the nation of Israel was not born. It was reborn, which is in fulfillment of Ezekiel. When he says, I say to you, dry bones, rise up. This nation that had been wiped off the map because of a horrible, horrible thing, the Holocaust, insurmountable horror. God sovereignly uses that. What was meant for evil was now being used for good, and the nations came together and said, return to your land. And so there was an ingathering, a regathering of Jews to their rightful land in Israel. That was in 1948. Well, fast forward, they didn't have Jerusalem. There was still occupation there by different peoples, Palestinians, Muslims. And on the Six-Day War in 1967, the Jews push all the way to the eastern part there of Jerusalem, and they take Temple Mount, where the Dome of the Rock now stands. And so now they have reclaimed Jerusalem, and Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. And I'm not just talking about modern-day state nation of Israel. Jerusalem is the capital of Israel according to this Bible. Over 1,000 times, Jerusalem is named. Jerusalem and Mount Zion are named in the Bible for the place for Israel. So that's 1967. In 1993, I believe. Yeah, 93 or 95. Check the facts. Anyway, the U.S. says, you know what? Our embassy's in Tel Aviv. We passed a bill that we would move it to Jerusalem. But president after president after president said, you know what, because of security threats, we're not going to do that. It would be too much of an uproar. We're not going to do it. Well, today, despite security threats, President Trump moved the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And along Gaza, there's now been this uproar and rioting, and they're crossing over into the border of Israel's sovereignty. Now, why the big deal for this embassy? It's because this. For the U.S., whether you like it or not, we are the world's superpower. Won't always be, probably. We aren't mentioned in times. But right now we are. And so for the U.S. to say, this is the capital of the nation of Israel, is a pretty strong declaration to the watching world that the superpower reigning on earth today would say, no, this is the rightful capital, and that is where we will convene with them. That's where our embassy will be. And so there's an uproar. The United Nations, I mean, there's varying degrees of people saying different things about us, about Israel's response to those who are in protest. People are hanging Palestinian flags on the embassy grounds there in Jerusalem, trying to say this is not an embassy, this is a settlement, it's come, it'll go again. There's an uproar, and it's because a rightful capital is being named. Now, why do I share that? For two reasons. One, it says in Psalm 122 that we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that we, in the Bible, are instructed to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And so I want to take a second to do that right now. So everybody bow your head and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And that includes Jews, Muslims, Christians, all who live there, but pray for the peace of Jerusalem right now. It's particularly important to pray for the peace of Jerusalem because there are many there who do not know Jesus. And so if they die apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, it means eternity in hell. But that 70 years from 1948 to now 2018, as we have marked that embassy in Jerusalem, there's something else significant about that. Because when someone marks a capital, there's an uproar about it by those who oppose it. There's another capital that needs to be named, and it's your heart. It says in 1 Peter 3, verse 15, but in your hearts set apart Christ as Lord always. But in your heart set apart Christ as Lord. Here's the thing, y'all. I lived for a lot of my life with the ultimate power, living in some outpost, and he was not in the capital of my heart. There were other occupiers there, and it did not go well for me. And frankly, I didn't want the power there. I didn't want Jesus ruling and reigning in my heart. He could have a section or a spoke of my life, but he could not live in the capital there. But when he moved into the capital of my heart, when I asked him, when I surrendered to him and said, this is sovereignly yours, I belong to you, then there became a transformation. But there was also a war, just like there's an uprage right now for that transition. There's a war that happens when you do that. There's a war of the flesh against Jesus taking up rule and reign in your heart. There's a war from the world who says you're crazy, you're following this God. And there's a war from Satan and the demons who war against that. They don't want to see that sovereign rule and reign of Christ now setting up shop in your heart, the capital of your life, where your spirit now is a temple of the Holy Spirit. But when you make that transition, everything changes. When you take him from an outpost or a put aside part of your life into central in your life, then everything will change and there will be protection and healing and restoration and transformation, just like what has happened in Israel will take place with you individually as you declare Christ as Lord, set apart in your hearts Christ Jesus as Lord, and there will be some crazy transformation.